Here we are, halfway through the work week. Long weekend ahead of us. Starting to feel a little better myself here. Last few weeks, I've been fighting a bug, and as some of you may or may have noticed, losing my voice at times, but starting to get back that again. Lots of bugs going around. I've been fighting it for a few weeks here, and hearing a lot of parents talking about their kids coming home with sniffles and coughs right now. So I guess it's good timing. The Sask Health Authority says immunization appointments for COVID and flu shots are now open. Clinics kick into action on the 14th here. And you heard the man, Kevin Martell, in the newscast there telling us all check our lottery tickets. There were two big winners from Lottomax last night. One purchased in Saskatoon worth $100,000. Another one here in Regina, a $250,000 winner. No luck for me. And no luck for the Blue Jays, even though it looked so good early in the game last night.
And a swing and a high drive to deep left center. He's hit it out! He's done it again! The booing only intensifies as Guerrero has given the Blue Jays an early lead.
Yeah, 2-0 in the first inning, then Guerrero, he'd be flying through the air.
Guerrero's getting the wave, and he is in safely, and both runners advance.
Yeah, the dude looked like he was Superman flying through the air when they showed that in slow motion to me. Then,
high in the air, deep down the left field line, and it's off the foul pole. A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
Yeah, then it all came off the rails. Aaron Judge hit a tying homer and drove in four runs. So the New York Yankees could stay alive by rallying from five runs down to beat the Blue Jays 9-6 in Game 3 of the American League Division Series. Pair of critical defensive errors revive the Yankees, scoring eight unanswered runs to win. The Blue Jays, Ernie Clement, who had four hits and an RBI, said the Yankees just took advantage of some walks and errors to climb right back in.
Yeah, it just goes to show if you let your foot off the gas for even a second, a good team will pounce on you and make stuff happen.
We were circling around Albert Street at some of the pubs, Pump Jacks on Albert for the game. Heard from some Blue Jays fans who were a little down, but some optimistic still.
We couldn't string anything together. We left a few guys on base between like the fifth and the ninth. It was just tough to watch.
The Yankees are a good team. I don't think that it means anything that we didn't sweep them here.
Demoralizing after that.
It takes time to build up, and the Yankees are certainly a formidable opponent.
I think we still got this in the bag for the series overall.
I think we kind of got to trust the process, right? Moving guys out, moving our like relievers in earlier.
Indeed. Game 4 will go tonight. 5 o'clock from New York. Yes, it's at 5. And in the other ALDS, it was an 8-4 win for the Seattle Mariners, making my buddy Kevin Martell extremely happy. They beat the Tigers. Seattle now up 2-1. One thing about that game that was kind of comical, I don't know if you're watching, but what are the chances you'd wear a shirt that said Dump 61 here? It was actually a jersey for the opposing team in Detroit, and a player's 61st home run ball would actually bounce right to him. It happened to a Mariners fan of last night's game against the Tigers.
Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone.
Oh, great pick right there.
He literally has a shirt that says dump here.
Oh, my word.
And he got the home run out of bounds.
Oh, it's funny to look. I looked at the highlights this morning, and Cal O'Reilly hit his home run, his first home run of the postseason, bounces right in the bullpen, then directly into this guy's glove in the stands. And it did get better for the fan, too. After the game, Cal met him, took a pic with him, and gave him an autographed bat as well. It was pretty comical to see. But also, the NHL is back. We'll be chatting about that throughout the morning here as the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers opened up their season against the Blackhawks. Yeah, they won 3-2, beating the Hawks. Pittsburgh met the Rangers and beat them 3-0. And in L.A., Kopitar ready to begin his final season with the Kings. It didn't go so well in the home opener for them. They lost to Colorado 4-1. The Kings did show off their new crown third jersey featuring silver helmets, striping, and new modernized crown logo. I like it a lot better than the purple ones. I'll say that. And tonight, the Leafs and Habs will battle. Kings in action against Vegas tonight. And the Bruins will take on the Caps. And the Oilers will be home to the Calgary Flames. Because I'm happy. Drop a loan if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Drop a loan if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Well, as you heard here live yesterday on CJMB, President Trump held court in the Oval Office with Prime Minister Mark Carney.
I think he's a great prime minister. I mean, he could represent me anytime. I will tell you, you know, I'm not saying that. No, he is a very strong, very good leader. He's a nice man, but he could be nasty. He could be very nasty. Maybe as nasty as anybody. I think I can tell you this because I deal with lots of leaders all over the world. He's a world-class leader. He's a good man. He does a great job, and he's a tough negotiator.
So then what's holding things up? If he's a great man and you want to do a deal with Canada, why aren't you?
Because I want to be a great man, too.
And that is how the conversation ended in the Oval Office. And then they met behind closed doors. And later we would hear a bit of an update from Minister for U.S. Trade, Dominic LeBlanc.
The conversation, as I said, was more detailed than previous discussions. It concluded with the president and the prime minister directing us, me and my colleagues and the president, his cabinet secretaries who were there, Ambassador Greer, Secretary Lutnick, to continue the conversation and to quickly land deals that will bring, we think, greater certainty in areas where the principal areas would be steel and aluminum and energy.
LeBlanc was pressed about speculation of at least coming away with a bit of relief on steel, maybe aluminum and softwood lumber, but nothing. So what came out of this then? Well, not much more. You can't deny the tone of mutual respect in the Oval Office was encouraging to see. Trump leading the conversation most of the way. Did everything he could to keep it lighthearted.
The merger of Canada and the United States.
I wasn't where it was going.
Actually, now that I listen to those two, and even when you watch it, I'm reminded of those two old guys in the balcony on the Muppets. Now that I think about it. Anyhow, I thought Trump was a little more forthcoming. You know, we did get a little more understanding that what he wants isn't necessarily, of course, what Canada wants, but you get the idea. He understands it's going to have to be a give and take, as we are his next door neighbor and we matter more than a lot of the other countries he has supposedly made deals with. But when the reporter asked about what do you make of all these Canadians not coming to visit, Trump really kind of brought it back to the auto industry. He doesn't want to see Canadian cars in the United States.
Look, I understand that, and Americans don't want to buy cars that are made in Canada. You know, I mean, we have the same conflict.
He started the day saying we'd be happy after the meeting, but I don't know what we should be happy about. Not much came out of it. So how do you think this is going to land politically today? I don't know that the optimism was enough, but I'm curious what your take is. 1-877-300-7275. Trucker convoy organizers Tamara Leach and Chris Barber both received 18-month conditional sentences on mischief charges, and I can tell you this morning that you will hear from Chris Barber right after the 8:30 news, as he will be joining the Evan Bray Show today. Ah, yes, the big leagues, as my entire computer has crashed right now. So a lot of what I was hoping to do, probably not possible right now if I can't get this thing up and going again. But, hey, I don't know if you live or work near the refinery, but there are going to be emergency crews doing some stuff today around the refinery. Don't worry, nothing bad. There's no risk to your safety. The Federated Co-op says in a statement it is a planned full-scale emergency response exercise. So if you see anything or hear anything unusual near the refinery, that's likely what it is. NHL is back. Lots of fun and hype surrounding the new season. You heard it on the Green Zone yesterday. And I don't know. They're doing a great job, Sportsnet, sending out some social media videos. I saw one where they asked some of the top players in the league for them to share which team they think is poised for a big breakout season this year. Jack Eichel from the Knights said,
I don't know. I thought Ottawa had a good year last year. I think they're on the cusp of, I mean, they made the playoffs, obviously, so I don't know if you want to say that they're in a breakout, but I think they have a good team.
Charlie McAvoy from the Bruins predicting what team might have a breakout season.
Yeah, I think Anaheim's going to be good. I think they built pretty well last year, and maybe this year they make it back to the playoffs.
Here are both Connor Hellebuyck of the Jets and even Patrick Kane from the Red Wings pick.
Probably Detroit Red Wings. I'll go with the Red Wings. I think we're poised to make the playoffs and kind of make that next step.
And finally, Regina's fan fave, Jordan Eberle of the Seattle Kraken, weighed in on what team might have a breakout season this year.
Seattle Kraken.
Yeah. He picked himself. This is going to be an interesting season, right? It's also the year we break for the Olympics, February, and only a few spots left to fill. In the first few months of the NHL season, a lot of players are going to be just giving her because they're on the Olympic bubble, and I would point to maybe Connor Bedard of the Blackhawks. I think Bedard needs to light the league on fire early. He did not score or get an assist last night. He got a couple of shots in the Blackhawks' opening game against the Panthers. Macklin Celebrini, a number one pick with San Jose. He accepted Canada's invite last year to the Worlds, played alongside Sidney Crosby, put himself right in the mix. Might he make it over Connor Bedard? I don't know. There are a few players on the bubble, so it's going to be interesting to watch the NHL early in the season before the Olympics in February. And, of course, tonight, a big night. Some Canadian clubs get into the action here. The Leafs and Habs will battle. Kings are back. They lost last night to Colorado. They play again tonight in Las Vegas for the Knights home opener. And the Bruins will take on the Caps. Might this be the last year for Ovechkin? Probably. And the Oilers will be home to the Calgary Flames tonight. And I do anticipate a record-breaking standing ovation at Rogers Place when they announce their captain, Connor McDavid, who spoke to the media for the first time yesterday since breaking the news on Monday that he wasn't going anywhere, a day he said that went pretty well.
Yeah, you know what? It was all right. I didn't get out of my sweatpants, so it was actually not bad. It was pretty relaxing. Busy phone, but that's okay. You know, it was an exciting day, exciting for my family and I, and excited to be in Edmonton and excited to continue to chase down what we're after.
And then he would address why he was staying put for 2 years, $25 million, which was a super deal for the Oil.
2 years at that number makes a lot of sense. Gives us a chance, as I said, to extend our window here in Edmonton. Lenny's not going to go hungry with that money. We'll be fine. So it's about winning, and that's always what I've preached. And so I think this deal gives both sides what they're looking for.
In there, you heard him say Lenny's not going to go hungry with that money. Lenny is his dog. Oilers at home to Calgary tonight. Prime Minister Mark Carney returns to Ottawa today without any deal yet to remove tariffs of any kind, but he is leaving two of his key ministers behind, he said, to keep pressing Canada's case. Carney did meet with U.S. President Trump at the Oval Office, as you heard here live yesterday on CJME, and Trump told reporters at the start of that meeting that Carney was going to walk away a happy man.
I think they're going to be very happy. We have a lot of things that we're working on that people don't talk about. They talk about, competitiveness. He's a very competitive person. They talk about things that we don't necessarily agree on. But I think they're going to walk away very happy.
But in the end, Trump showed no signs of relenting on tariffs. And after the meeting, Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dom LeBlanc told reporters that, progress has been made.
It was the first time that I'd seen the president speak publicly in detail about how difficult necessarily these conversations are, because we have probably the two most integrated economies in the world in terms of trading partners of the United States. It's a different circumstance than doing a deal with a country that's an ocean away.
Pretty heavy on the optics, but I would say pretty light on specifics. Well, a tough one for Blue Jays fans last night. Boy, that Aaron Judge, huh? It just was depressing if you're a Jays fan.
High in the air, deep down the left field line, and it's off the- the foul pole, a three-run homer, and the game is tied.
Yeah, they beat the Jays 9-6 in Game 3 of the American League Division Series. And, of course, now, tonight, they'll try again. Game 4 goes tonight, 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock from New York tonight. And the Mariners, one in the other series, beating Detroit. Seattle now up 2-1 there. A holy bat bite! Social media post with the Veterinary Mobility Center tells us a rabies-infected bat, I guess, was found in the Glencairn neighborhood. Clinic says people whose pets are vaccinated or aren't vaccinated should get their animals the rabies vaccine right now. Over the past few weeks, Warman had issued a warning about a bat with rabies found there, and one man was given the rabies vaccine after he was bitten by a bat on the neck in Martinsville, too. So something to be aware of. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders were back to practice, and Trevor Harris this week talking about the significance of the game against the Argonauts on Friday and what it means for a playoff race.
Got one chance, and that's really what we're looking at as is the chances this weekend, but how to get our best, most efficient job done is to have a great day one practice and have great meetings. And so that's what we're focused on. And I'm going to just crush some film with the guys tonight with the QBs, and we'll kind of just go through some stuff and make sure that we're, you know, on our P's and Q's and details. And, you know, we'll worry about next week when next week gets here, but this week's about this week. And, you know, as always, it's about us, you know, understanding we're playing a good opponent, going to come in here fighting for jobs and a lot of pride, like I said, but it's about us making sure that we're trending in the right direction, getting where we need to be.
See, Jeremy Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, telling us our defense will have some new faces in the backfield this game too, because Roland Milligan and Marcus Sales haven't practiced. Well, Tavon Campbell is once again somewhat limited, too. So that means Friday against the Argos, it could be three players starting who aren't even or weren't even with the team at training camp. Be curious to see how that unfolds. Yeah, Saskatchewan can clinch first place in the West with a win. Just get her done. Arbuckle's not playing. He's been shelved now. The Argos are in disarray. Let's just get this done, and then we can start resting whoever we need, recovering a little, sail through the Bombers and Lions, knowing that at least we've clinched first place. I think a lot of Rider fans would be very happy to see a victory on Friday. In other news from Ottawa, trucker convoy organizers Tamara Leach and Chris Barber found out their fate. They both received 18-month conditional sentences on mischief charges. You'll be hearing what those charges actually mean. From the man himself, Chris Barber is going to be joining the Evan Bray Show right after the 8:30 news here this morning. And more air traffic controllers stateside are calling in sick because they're not getting paid because of this U.S. government shutdown. Yesterday, because of the lack of air traffic controllers, Chicago's largest airport was affected. Even in Nashville yesterday, there was no one in the tower for up to 6 hours at one point.
What they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How do I make my car payment?
And because they're so mad, that was the safety minister there in the U.S. talking about how frustrated everyone is and his air traffic controllers. Because they're not getting paid, as the government has shut down, they're just like, I don't want to work. A little unsettling, though, when you hear those kind of stories. And TSA agents are calling in sick, too. So lines at security stateside are rather lengthy. And there's no end in sight in that U.S. government shutdown between the Dems and the Republicans either. CJME News Time now is 6:27.